Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
Everybody, welcome to the Flames TV live post-game show brought to you by Original 16. And yes, Corey Sarch joins us on the desk to break this one down. Corey, we had a couple of teams tonight who are both trying to stay in the playoff race. Buffalo's been on the road for a while. Calgary, a late night yesterday, so it was kind of interesting to see how this one played out in terms of who had the most energy. Tough one that the Flames let in early after that, pretty even, and then just a tough second goal that they couldn't bounce back from.
Yeah, that one was really a backbreaker. A little bit of missed coverage there in the third period. You think that you're on your way maybe to overtime. Maybe you can sneak one late and get 2 points out of this game for the Calgary Flames. And Dustin Wolf, you know, he let in one early tonight, one that I'm sure he'd like to have back. But after that, he settled in and did a really nice job for the Calgary Flames. He gave him a chance to win this hockey game. Just didn't get a lot of backing. And then again, on that last goal, which we'll probably take a look at in a little bit here, he had absolutely no chance on it.
Right.
So, and then a couple empty netters, and it looks, score looks a little worse than it actually was.
Yes, for sure. And the Flames, again, trouble scoring goals, right? Like, they were right there, just waiting for them to get the equalizer. Same situation yesterday against Vancouver. Maybe they need to simplify things. I'm not sure. They hit a bunch of posts. They just can't seem to bury some of the chances that they've had lately.
Yeah, and there has been a little bit of continuity throughout their lineup, so you can't really blame it to that. Defense partners have had a pretty nice chance to play with each other now for quite a few games. Again, yeah, it's just sticking with it. It's being hard on pucks. It's being a hard team to play against. And sometimes when you're not getting those goals, you're going to have to try to eke out those 2-1 wins, your 3-2 wins. You got to really buckle down defensively. You got to lean on your goaltender a little bit. And it was close tonight. It was really close for the Calgary Flames.
Okay, let's show you how the goals that were scored went in. There weren't a lot, but let's show you the highlights from this one, beginning with the one just about 5 minutes into this game. It was the first shot that Buffalo took. Peyton Krebs beats Dustin Wolf.
Yeah. Okotoks, Calgary native, and made no mistake on this release. He was looking to shoot. He had no one coming with him. Would have loved to have seen Oscar Shillington just move over and get in his road there a little bit earlier. Just a little too much time allowed for the Buffalo Sabres there, and they capitalize in the partway through the first.
And then in the second period here, the Flames were 0-2 on the power play yesterday, but here they finally get one when they needed one to tie things up. It's Jonathan Huberdeau who kind of bangs one in there.
Yeah, and a nice power play goal. This is a good looking power play. They had good movement off the start. They had good entries. They're putting pucks to the place where you score, and that's the blue paint. And a little beneficial there. Jonathan Huberdeau, I think, puts it between his own goalie's legs, but they'll take that one and are knotted at one.
So we were even Steven heading into the third, and then, like you said, a pretty bad breakdown here by the Flames, and just like that, the puck is in the back of the net as J.J. Paterka gets his 24th.
Yeah, and I think on a play like this, you can't have two defensemen below the goal line. There's a time and a place for a D-to-D when there's lots of space, but when everything is that tight, someone's got to hold the front of the net. Mackenzie Wieger's first on the puck. I think that Miramanov's got to just hold out in front there, and eventually, not a lot of goals are scored from below the goal line. They're generally scored in the slot, so right. Got to take care of that area of the ice.
And then, of course, Buffalo with the last two empty net goals as Calgary was looking to make a game of it. But Buffalo ends up taking this one 4-1. That goal that Buffalo scored to go ahead with the defensive breakdown, is that just a mental thing, Corey, or execution, or can you read the minds of the players on that goal there?
Well, that's what it comes down to, ultimately. You're in a close game like that. It comes down to the little details, and it comes down to situational play. And right there, there's just a little bit of a mental lapse. It's a little too... It's not lackadaisical. That's not the right word. It's just, again, you have to be so spot on when you're trying to squeeze out every point. And
yeah.
In a game where you're not having a lot of offense, your defense has to be super tight. And just one little breakdown like that can be the difference. And it unfortunately was tonight for the Calgary Flames.
Okay. I believe we have Michael Backlund in the dressing room speaking to media. Let's go to the captain now.
How would you summarize that one tonight, Michael?
Pretty tight game. Came down to you know, they score on their chance. We had some looks to the score. We didn't, and they, you know, our line gave up one there, and they scored it away. So that was the difference.
When the losses do sort of start to pile up like this, what's the message from you as a captain, just in terms of, you know, keeping morale high and trying to turn it around?
Yeah, no, tough weekend for sure for us. I thought the compete level was there both games, and we're battling hard. Execution maybe wasn't there as well as we wanted, but yeah, it's tough. But you know, new day tomorrow. Wake up tomorrow and focus on the next game. And either way, it's games running. Not many games left of the season. You gotta enjoy them. Yeah.
It does look like the fight is still there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, we're gonna keep going every game. And like I said, these two games, I thought we'd be battling hard and competing, and been two tight games. We just haven't executed, that's what causes games. We just gotta stick with it. Like I said, not too many games left. We gotta go out and enjoy every game.
That's the main message. Enjoy, like forget the standings. Just enjoy being with one another
today. Yeah, we can only control our own games and our own, you know, what's gonna happen. Losing two games, you know, the team's winning doesn't, you know, makes it the playoff hopes smaller, of course, and we all know that. But end of the day, you just gotta go out there and work hard every day and enjoy whatever's left of this year, and we'll see where it takes us.
Okay, there's the captain speaking about this one. Jonathan Huberdeau is on the way, and he, of course, had the power play goal for the Flames tonight, and he had some opportunities. I believe he ended up with 5 shots, a couple of pretty good chances, but couldn't bury.
No, he gets the one on the power play tonight. Looked confident with the puck tonight. We don't see Jonathan Huberdeau shoot. He elects to there. A nice save by Luukkonen, but we're going to see the power play goal again here. Got the Flames even at 1. I really thought this line, though, just overall, was probably the best for the Calgary Flames tonight. They seemed to have some pretty nice continuity. Sharon Govich had a post earlier in the game. Kuzmenko was noticeable. He had a lot of energy, a lot of jump in his step tonight. So probably the best line for the Flames. Got to give the fourth line, they had some good energy early, too, to help kind of get this team going and kickstart them. But that was definitely Huberdeau and that line probably top-notch, top marks.
Yeah, Kuzmenko and Sharon Govich for sure were buzzing all around all night in this one. Huberdeau is ready. Let's hear what he had to say after this game.
Jonathan, what are your takeaways from that game?
I mean, I think it was a close game till the end. So, obviously, they got a late goal in the third, and after, I think we're... You know, I think we're getting chances. We just don't really finish, and we don't capitalize on it.
Michael sort of just talked about he thinks it's important for you guys to enjoy coming to the rink and enjoy these last 12 games. Is that sort of the
advantage? Yeah, we have to. I mean, I think, you know, it doesn't matter what position we're in. I think, you know, we got to play for the pride of the jersey and the organization and for us. I think try to enjoy, you know, these last games, and, you know, play hard, play well, and play as a team like we've been doing all year.
So your goal, just like you drew it up?
Yeah, it was a bad bounce. I mean, obviously lucky bounce, and our PP has been struggling, but I think, you know, I don't really care about that goal. I think it's more, you know, the way we got to play, and the way we got to come out more as a team and play better for the rest of the season.
How do you keep morale high, Jonathan, when it is a tough stretch for you? How do
you keep the spirit up? Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, there's been some stretches where we had a lot of smiles and stuff like that. And, you know, you never want to be in the position we're in. It sucks. And, you know, but we're in it, and we just got to, I think, you know, battle as a team and try to play hard, you know, till the end, you know.
The results are one thing, and everyone understands. Like this, you guys have been dealt a pretty tough hand here with guys getting traded and what have you. But are you seeing, as you're trying to integrate these new faces, is there progress? Because the results obviously aren't going your way, but yeah. there's other ways of measuring, I'm sure, internally.
Yeah, for sure. I think the next, you know, in the next games, I think, you know, there's guys in and out in the lineup and stuff like that. But it's, you know, it's who's in. We got to play. we got to play the best hockey we can. You know, even if we play good teams, I think, you know, this, it's, I think we're a good team when we want to play. So that's what we got to do till the end.
What have you seen from Miramanov at the top of that power play?
He's good. He's got a lot of poise with the puck, and he's a good player. I think you can see that he has a lot of skills and stuff. I think there's a lot of things we need to work on to be a good power play, obviously. And but he's a big piece of it.
What have you seen the last couple of games that you can build off of and take as positives up going on the road?
I think, the work ethic was there the last game we played. On the road and in Vancouver. I think that's, the work ethic is almost, every game it's there, but I think that's what we got to do, just work. I think it's not going to be easy, but I think if we bring the work, every day, every practice, we're going to have a good end of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so 12 games left for the Flames, and it is a tough road the rest of the season, but you got to play, as long as there's a chance, you got to keep playing, right? And you were talking about the defense. There's some new faces back there. They're still trying different combinations or different pairings, and it might take a while for everyone to figure out where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not easy. Defensive pairings definitely take a lot of work. Just as far as communication, that's first and foremost, learning where each other are going to be. And that might even been a result of that second goal tonight,
Right.
Without the communication, without having played enough with each other, kind of your reads and different things in different situations. It's not second nature. It's a little bit forced. So it'll be nice to see. We saw Joel Hanley get on the board against Vancouver last night. I think that Braden Pahal has been pretty rock solid back there for the Calgary Flames. He's been a nice addition. And then again, now you've got this pairing of Miramanov and Uyghur that might be something that we see going into the future. So they're going to use these games, these last however many games, and they're going to work hard. They're going to maybe keep juggling, maybe keep trying in different pairings till they get things right. And that's what this time of year is for, right? I know there's still, the playoffs are definitely a stretch at this point. We're not going to.
We can't pretend.
We'll leave it at that.
Right.
So, again, this is a great time to get Wolf starts. It's to get your D pairings going. And then if there's any fine-tuning you want to do up front and see how guys fit together, it's a great opportunity.
Right. Okay, let's hear from one of those defensemen now, Oliver Shillington, speaking to the media.
Oliver, what did you see out there tonight?
It was a tight game. I thought we weren't that sharp in the first. Still, I thought it was a sharp game, tight game, and second, it was retreating chances both ways. But we didn't have those bounces going our way this night, and it is what it is. But it hurts differently today. I feel like we should have won that game.
What was it differently today than say another game?
Just hard. I mean, I thought we had looks and momentum during the game where we could have put them away, and we didn't. We gave them hope, and they capitalized and they scored, and we were chasing again. So, we didn't have the lead the whole game, and we didn't control the game, I felt like. So it was just a lot of back and forth. It wasn't consistent enough.
Back when he was out here, he talked about sort of the importance. He's like, look, we've got 12 games left. We've got to enjoy coming and playing together. Is that
100%. I agree 100% with him. I mean, we play for each other. And as individuals, I mean, everyone as individuals has to come to work and do their part, and we build that chemistry together, and then we go out and play for each other. So I agree with Bax. It doesn't matter where we're understanding and how everything looks. We have to go out and play for each other, and that has to be there. It doesn't matter what time of year that is.
How do you keep morale and spirits high during these stretches?
I mean, we all are competitive. So I think we just have to remind ourselves that we're here for each other, and we want to try to make ourselves better and push each other. And that starts in practice, and that transcends the game. So we can't just not do that every day. We have to do that every day. And that's to a man. So,
The results are one thing, but there's obviously other ways to measure whether you guys are sort of making progress. Do you feel that there is being progress as you integrate everyone in? I mean, it's been a tough game to get right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're making progress, but we're not consistent. That's the problem. I feel like we're not consistent with our play. And in this league, if you're not consistent, every team can beat you. So you have to be consistent. Doesn't matter which team you play. And I think that's been our issue, not being consistent.
Thank you.
Original 16, a great way to celebrate things done well.
Okay, we are still waiting to hear from Coach Ryan Huska. He is on the way, but first let's take a look at breakaways. There are a few breakaways in this one in a short span of time. Martin Pospisil had a ton of time on his. Maybe he, I don't know, he had a lot of time to think. Maybe sometimes that's a bad thing. What do you think about
this? Yeah, he had one third of the ice to figure this one
yes.
out. And I know what he's thinking. He's thinking that he's trying to try and freeze the goalie and then get all the way around him and have him that
yes.
little open up. But Lukanen does a great job. We see Alex Tuck here. This all happened like in a very short span. Oh. You see Tuck misses opportunity. Jurgensen, it rolls on Sharangovich, then it rolls on Jurgensen. And the best one of all for the Sabres was Tage Thompson. And he generally doesn't make too many mistakes on those. Good back pressure by the Flames D there. Made him rush a shot just a little bit, and I think Wolf got a little piece of that.
Right. Odd man rushes. It feels like the Flames give up a lot of them. Is it just me, or are they always scrambling to get back?
It's been certain parts of games where if they give up one, they seem to give up two or three. I wouldn't say it's like consistent throughout the game, but they've just had little stretches. And again, those breakaways all kind of occurred all within the same portion of the period.
Right.
And then they got organized again and took away the middle of the ice, and really no damage came of it. But again, yeah, it's going to be something that they have to concentrate on. Ryan Huska talked about having a road mentality, and that usually just means keeping things simpler, keeping things mm-hmm. tighter, defending harder. And again, for a good portion of the night, I thought the Calgary Flames did that.
And in terms of keeping things simpler as well, opportunities, I mean, Pospisil on that breakaway could have changed the game with that opportunity, right? These posts, these missed opportunities, they're hurting the Flames.
Yeah, and again, the decision, I can't really talk. I never hardly scored a goal, but the decision to take the I think you might even just want to take the slap shot if you're going to go that far.
Sure.
But again,
right.
To each his own, everyone's got their own moves. I don't ever mind when a guy shoots it in. Again, nice little play at the end of that. He stuck with the puck, almost beat Lukanen. And again, yeah, that would have been a big one for the Flames.
Lukanen, by the way, 32 saves tonight. We should give him a little bit of credit. Coach Ryan Huska spoke to the media. Let's go to hear what he had to say.
Coach, what'd you make of this one?
Similar for me as it was in Vancouver. I mean, you're in close games and you have to find a way to win. I guess that's what I'm disappointed about. Like 1-1 with 10 minutes left in the third. You want to find a way to win those games.
When you say want to win, is that more on finish? Is that more on the battles? Where do you want to kind of see that?
Tonight I would say it was a little bit of both. Last night I wouldn't say that. There's opportunities where, as I mentioned, you're in a 1-1 game. Chances aren't plentiful either way. You have to find a way to execute when you get that opportunity.
How do you keep morale and spirits high during these stretches, Ryan?
Nothing to do with morale. I don't think, like, we're here, we need to push to win hockey games. And whether you're, you know, sitting in the standings where we would like to be right now, where we're not, or we're in a situation that we are, we have to come and we have to play hard all the time. And that's responsibility that all players have. And for me, I guess that's what I get disappointed about these last two games more so than anything, because those were winnable games for us and we didn't find a way to get it done.
Both Oliver Shalantena and Michael Backlund talked about the importance of playing for each other, but also coming these last 12 games and enjoying playing these last 12 games. Is that something you buy into?
You should enjoy yourself all the time. I don't think it's the last 12 games. I think when you're working hard and playing the right way and you're playing as a team like we're working to get the guys to do, you should enjoy coming to the rink all the time. So I don't think that changes.
What did you think of Dustin Wolf tonight?
Of who?
Dustin Wolf.
After the first goal, I thought he was good. I thought he settled in and had a real good game for us.
All right. All good.
Okay, thank you, guys.
I have to agree with Ryan Huska. These games, I think, are frustrating because the Flames are there every single time. They're just missing that one timely goal.
Yeah, and a little bit of lack of offense. But again, like he just said, trying to find a way to win when you're in this. And I even think trying to find a way to get a point out of it, right? If you can get that thing to overtime, those points throughout the course of a regular season are super crucial. And then you never know what happens in overtime. It's a whole different game.
Right.
It's a whole different animal. And so, again, I would have liked to see them even just get that far. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in a game, and not just, again, little details. Got to make sure you don't give up that opportunity and take some points out of this one.
Good point by you. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Okay, that is it for us. The Flames, thankfully, the Flames hit the road now for two. They are in Chicago on Tuesday and then St. Louis on Thursday. Thanks for being here, everybody. Have a good night.